We'll go to reports, item five. Tressa, are you still on? Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, just kind of piggybacking on what was mentioned earlier, we had a technical conference call last Friday where we talked about tech memo and the FME for small and rural communities, performance by the TWDB. So I thought it was really a good conversation, and I want to thank y'all, or those of you who attended, for joining in that conversation. And let me know if you have any questions. We'll be sending some follow-up items via email in the next couple weeks. Okay. And that's it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Pam?
I don't really have any updates.
All right. Go to 5-3, the chair. I think there's a slide that's after this. So one of those things that most people probably care nothing about is our bylaws, but Pam and I have been living in those for a while. We want to make some tweaks. So regardless of how we get to the final vote, any ideas and red line changes ultimately come to the full group to vote on. So we could form a committee, and this is how you form a committee, and go through that if there are some folks that are really motivated and want to get involved and join the committee, and we will post those at public meetings and do all that. Another option is to just let Pam and I and our attorney representative and as needed Water Development Board work on making some of those adaptations. For example, we want to reconcile the fact that we vote for, you know, roles in January, but we confirm who's staying in June. It'd be nice to align those things. There's a lot of things that are allocated to the chair that are actually done by our representative, things like that. So it would be cleanup items. So is there anybody that feels strongly that we should have a committee? And if you say that, I'm going to put you on that committee. So does anybody feel strongly we need to do this via committee? If not, I think it would be more efficient to allow us to try to develop this stuff, work it through, like I said, with legal, and then bring them forward to the group to vote on. If you have individual items, because I saw nobody jump forward to join my committee and maybe drive to Waco and run it. If you have individual items, if you've seen something in the bylaws that you're like, that's weird, or I don't like that, or I've seen it done different ways, email that to Pam, okay? Most of y'all, there's not been a need for you to be in there. You may not care. You may not even realize. That's fine. If you don't have an idea, that's fine. We'll bring you some later. Okay, last call on the committee. Good deal. No committee. All right, so we're going to go ahead. Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Just got a thought as it relates to the bylaws. So I think that it's my understanding the bylaws we put in place eons ago, whenever this first happened, were pretty standard.
They were a template, yeah, for the most part we got from.
And the structure we have is pretty standard. And I think that, you know, it's standard if you look at other planning groups, whether that's water or flood. And, you know, the idea that the administrator may carry out some of the duties of a secretary or on behalf of a secretary or chair, I think is also pretty standard and still meets the intent. So the only concern that I have, if I'm looking at changes to the bylaws, I would only want to look at them or at least expend the effort on the part of the administrator staff. If there's something in there that's getting in the way of us accomplishing the task that the group has to do, that would be what I don't want to do is have work for work's sake.
Which is why we don't have any volunteer for the committee. There's a bunch of things that are directed that are supposed to be done that may not be being done at all in those bylaws.
Okay.
I do think it would be helpful to reconcile the election of officers with the renewal of terms so that we're not doing those things at sort of 6 months apart. Other than that, I think there's minor tweaks and confirmation, but we'll keep that in mind and like not overdo it. And we can bring up some ideas without spending a whole lot of time doing them and bring it back to the group for discussion so that everybody has a chance to think through those.